I'm at the Smithdown Road area of Liverpool now. Hello, Mark.
Hi, guy.
Hi.
I just want to talk about the Mersey tunnels.
Yep.
Basically, it's nothing more than a cash cow for Mersey Travel. We all agree, it should have been paid for years ago. You shouldn't be collecting the money on it. But you're collecting on it, and basically you've overstaffed it and over-equipment it, and just it could cost a lot less than what it does, and you still get the same money. Why aren't you slashing the staff? Why aren't you slashing the tolls?
Well, I think those are very good points, Mark. I think one of the things I'm very, very conscious of is it's never an easy decision when we do choose to put the tolls up, and you're right in pointing out that they will be going up again this year on the 1st of April. Part of the challenge we do have is that the Tunnel Tolls Act, which actually governs the toll-setting process, legally presumes that the tolls should go up in line with inflation, which makes it very difficult for us to not charge that amount. One of the things that we have done is made sure we don't charge the maximum amount, so it's not going up as high as it could do, which would be £1.80, but I appreciate it's still tough. But what we're very, very conscious to do is make sure that in operating those tunnels, we operate them in the safest and best possible way, and we're very proud of the fact that our tunnels are some of the safest you'll find in the world. The problem with that is all that does come at a cost, to actually operate those, and because the government's always been very clear that those tunnels are owned locally and should be operated locally, and they've always been very clear to me they have no interest in taking those on and paying for them, then we have to find a mechanism of how we fund those, and on balance it's fairest to do it by charging the users a toll rather than charging council taxpayers across Merseyside. I think there's some other good points you make about the debts to construct them. You're absolutely right, back in the 1930s my granddad's generation were kind of promised that once the debts were paid off, they would be free. Unfortunately, there is still a mortgage outstanding. There's still another £50 million to be paid off, and that's not scheduled to be paid off until about 2048. So there is those kind of debt repayments we also have to deal with as well. And your points about staffing, we always want to make sure we're operating the most efficient services we can. And there's been lots of things that we've done over previous years to make sure it's efficient as possible. And we continue to investigate all that. But we do need a staffing presence to make sure that they are safe. And I do have to take my hat off to our staff that work on the operation of the tunnels, because that's one of the key reasons that they are some of the safest tunnels you will find in the world.
Well, there's one quick swoop. You can halve the wage bill and halve the maintenance bill off the tolls by cutting, so you'd only pay one way. And if, as an example, where it costs £3.20 for a return journey for a car, you can knock it down to £2.50 and just charge one way.
I think
you don't need half the staff, and you don't need to pay half the maintenance cost for the actual tolls.
I think we.
And also, it improves safety massively, because when you're coming out the tunnel of an evening going towards the Wirral, the sun is setting and it's in your eyes. And when the traffic backs up, you can't see the car stopping in front of you.
Mm.
So Mersey Travel would be negligent then, because they cause that car to stop because of the toll.
I think some of your points with regard to maintenance, though, one of the things we're very, very conscious to do is make sure that we have an efficient maintenance budget, but make sure that actually the tunnels are as safe and well-maintained as possible. And I really would doubt if we halved the maintenance budget that we could actually do it safely and properly. And then we would be negligent if we weren't doing that properly. One of the things that we're always conscious to do is look at how we can make it as cost-effective for people. So one of the things we've actively pursued and pushed is getting as many regular users to use the fast tag, because that does give a really good discount, and we've got it actually now to 40% of all users using the fast tag and benefiting from that discount, and those obviously mainly are local people and local business people. And we continually investigate the options of way that people pay to make sure that they can go through in the most efficient of ways. Personally, I think one of the things we need to be developing is things like contactless credit card payment to make it easier for people to get through the tunnels and get through in a safe and efficient manner as well.
I noticed you didn't. You've gone round again. You haven't answered whether you would consider looking at getting rid of the half the tolls, as in the ones coming out of Liverpool.
I think part of the difficulty is that because we
as well.
No, and to be honest with you, Mark, I think the difficulty is because we're governed by the Tolls Act. I don't think we would be able to kind of halve the toll, because the Act does say that you can't actually cut the toll in the way that it's written at this moment in time. If you move to a kind of mechanism of charging in a different way, I don't think we'd be able to get away from charging people a toll on each journey.
They charge it on some bridges, though, so obviously they've got round it.
Unfortunately, those bridges in different parts of the country are the responsibility of different authorities. I can only comment on what we deal with on the Mersey tunnels, because that's the only toll crossing that Mersey Travel currently oversees.
Mark, I need to move it on. I've got lots of calls to get to, but thank you for raising those issues. That's Mark there from Swifttown. More in from West Derby says, do people who have a disabled badge travel free through the Mersey travels and tunnels, and if so, why?
There's an element where people can apply for that if they're on higher rate disability, and that's as part of the disabled package that they have. But that obviously goes through the relevant kind of application process accordingly.
Do you get money back on that, or that's just a loss to you then?
No, that's just part of the policies that we have in place.
OK. Could you ask your guest, as George, if there's any chance...